Hello.
Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Tonight we're going to have a reflection on what we have done this year as we look forward to next year. I'm talking about 2023. Many of us have made progress, but how much progress have we made? And that is dependent in many cases on what we have done, whether we have been faithful to the plan that we are looking forward to. And in many cases, we sometimes get a little bit off track. And so what we're going to focus on is making sure that we are on the track that we intend to be on. And we're going to do that by looking back at where we have started from. But before we get into that, let me bring up the story that should be very relevant to many of you on your journey. Many of you are aware of the fact that I do a blog and post weekly on that. And I want to talk about two people in particular tonight. One is Miriam Van Britten Brown. And what she did, she was a nurse, but she is credited with the invention of the home security system. Now, this is a big jump from nursing to development of a home security system. Her husband worked in electronics, and she was a nurse, but that meant that many times she was at home by herself. Now, we're talking about an earlier period of time before we had substantial home security systems. And the idea of having to open the door for someone that she didn't know who is was intimidating. She didn't like it. So she set off on a quest to make something better. Now, what she has made, what she made is something that we see and use every day. The way that we see it now is not the way that she designed it, but was a forerunner. And this is important because many times sophistication is a later adjustment of something that is being done. We often look at a project that we have in our minds and believe that it must be perfect from the beginning. But I want to give you a motto to use during this year. Because so many of us come down to a point of wanting to be perfectionist. It's got to be right before I put it out. But there is something better than being perfect. There is something better than being perfect. And I want you to listen to me. I want you to pay attention to what I am telling you now. Because so many of us have postponed success waiting on perfection. What is better than waiting on perfection? Done is better than perfection. I got it done. Now, we have many forms of getting material out, and many of those allow for corrections on an ongoing basis. For example, you write a book. That book is, in the past, was immemorial. It was there. We had a first printing, sometimes a second printing, whatever. But through many of the services that we have available now, if we find something that we have really made a mistake on, we can go back and correct it now. But you don't often find that until you get it done. So what we're going to look at is making sure that we get things done. That should be our motto for this year, getting it done. Done is better than perfection. Good. This is what we're always striving for. When I started my blog, it almost didn't happen because I was looking for that perfection. I could go back now and rewrite articles that I have just done this week or next week or whatever, because sometimes I'm working ahead. Sometimes I can go back and make changes. I've gotten out of the point where I go back and make every little change that I can make because I'm moving on to new and better things. But as an inventor, if that is your goal, now understand that what we are talking about in terms of goals is they are as individual as fingerprints. They are as individual as fingerprints. My goals may not do anything for you. They may not move any needle. Yours may not move my needle, and that's perfectly okay because we're seeking different things, and we have different ways of getting there. People are different, and there are some people. I look back at my children. Person. Their schedules were different. Their creative abilities were different. I find this very much so in my life. My basic and most creative period of time is in the morning. Although there are ways that I can move my schedule, move my mentality, move things around so that I can have productive periods during the day. Now, there is a difference between being productive and being busy. And many of us confuse being busy with being, many of us wake up and the first thing we want to do is see what emails we have. Most of these emails have zero, zip, zap, nothing to do with our success. But we get caught in that trap of doing these things. I have mentioned it on this program before. Successful people do what has to be done before they do what they want to do. Many of our children could improve their grades a letter or two, and in some cases, even more, if they would concentrate and have a specific time when they did their homework, when they did their study. My son went to, it's not important, the school that he was attending, but what they had encouraged him to do, and I think that he still does it to this day, he reads ahead, and this makes it so much easier to understand what's going on. We're often playing a catch-up game. Catch-up. You know, if you can't read by the third grade, you need to take remedial action in order to improve that. Sometimes it comes about because of situations like dyslexia. Many times it comes about because you're being taught to read things that are not of interest to you. Now, I have an advantage on this because my parents got me a set of World Book Encyclopedia, still had it, and that was over 70 years ago. I still have that because what I could do is I could study ahead. It wasn't quite as intimidating as the school book I had. But what my son learned to do was to read ahead, get an understanding. And there's more than one advantage of doing that. One, it teaches you how to teach yourself. Make a point of that. It teaches you how to teach yourself. Many times we go in and we're just listening, and we're taking trips in our mind, and we're leaving a lot of the information behind. A word comes up, we don't understand it, And while we're trying to figure that out, and many times we can with context, but how much better would it be? Just think about it. If we were to be somewhat familiar with the topic, where it's going, and we could ask relevant questions on the subject. These are habits that successful people have. They utilize them. They utilize them on a regular basis. And so what I'm telling you to do, and what I'm trying to make this point with Van Britten Brown, is that we can move into areas that we don't have the knowledge of, but we have the idea of. She had this idea. She knew where she wanted to go. Did she become an electrician? No, she did not. She relied on the skills, the information from others. And this sometimes is where we fall into a trap. We think that we have to do everything. Recently, I crossed a stumbling block. Wasn't a big stumbling block to anybody but me, because I was not taking action. What I needed to do was design a logo. Logos are not one of my strong suits. While I say that I am creative, that is not a part of my creative repertoire by any stretch of the imagination. So while I am spending time worrying about how I'm going to do this, I came across a very valid solution. I had somebody do it. I had someone else do it for me. It cost me $5. Now, some of you are going to come into the same situation. You may even take a class. You may spend a week learning how to do something that you can get someone else to do for you for $5. I went to Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, I believe is how it's spelled. And I looked for someone who could do what I needed done. I don't know how long it's taken me to do this. But when we talk about doing something, it does not have to be done exclusively by us. We can make use of other people's skills. Sometimes we need a part, and sometimes something can be adapted. Many of us use these garden line trimmers where we can shape up around the yard. The original proof of concept was ugly. It was absolutely ugly. What it was a soda pop can with straws hanging out of it. Now, who would buy one of those? Nobody. But it has developed a degree of sophistication. So we see them now electrically powered, semi-permanent strings. We even have them where we can feed new line out, and because there is a cutter on it. Sometimes the small improvements mean big bucks, big dollars. But we allow ourselves to be intimidated by what we don't know. I'm going to continue talking about this because I have done some research, and I'm always doing research. So many people started off with the concept and the idea, and at this point, I am speaking to many individuals. I know that the audience is multiracial, multigender, and that has nothing to do with your success. Nothing. Because we've had great people of all races, all nationalities, all educational levels to succeed. Madame Curie, even now, is the only person to win are the only woman to win Nobel Prizes in two different categories. And she did her work, she and Pierre, her husband. And after he passed, she continued to work. She wasn't necessarily dependent. It helped. But there were many parts to a puzzle. We see that there are black people that worked with Edison and Bell. And one of them in particular worked for both. And what does that tell you? That we are intellectually sharp. We can do it. But what happens along the way? We are given a bunch of false information that says that we cannot succeed. It comes blatantly, people telling you you're dumb, and it also comes subtly because we're not exposed to those people that are making a difference. The post that we shared today is George Henry White. George Henry White was a black North Carolina politician. We are told and given example after example after example, ad to nauseum, that we can't do anything, that we don't have the ability to be self-determining, determine where we're going to go, how we're going to get there. And this is not just for people of color. This is for all people. I depended upon the services of a woman for 28 years of my life. And how did that come about? It came about because as a law enforcement officer, I wore a Kevlar vest. Kevlar by a woman. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. When I sometimes talk about Wendell Scott, the only black driver in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And part of the reason that he is there now is because of the fact that you didn't go around him saying it can't be done. He would physically throw you out of his garage. He didn't want this negative thinking, stinking thinking around him. How does a man of modest means compete in a high-dollar sport? He knew that people were going to pay top dollar for the latest discoveries, the latest inventions. And he realized that when they couldn't make it work, that he could. This is what you have. This is why you have faith in yourself. Do you think you were placed on this planet to fail? No. There may be roadblocks in your way. You may have only attended school to the sixth grade. But in this country, we have billionaires with a B who don't have a high school diploma because we have access to information. We have access to libraries. We have information that is written. We have videos that we can study and improve ourselves, improve our lot. And we must realize that what we're doing, in addition to satisfying ourselves, our needs, is we are inspiring someone else. In many cases, we don't have this inspiration because we don't look for it. We have this amazing black history. And I find that I am amazed every day about discoveries that I've made, some in the past, some right now. Every day I look for that. And that is an inspiration. The reason that I got into that was because it was my intent to inspire, motivate, move people to become the best that they could be. And in most cases, what you can become will scare you. It will scare you. Part of that is relying on your faith, and part of that is knowing where you come from. No matter how crude, no matter what that background is, recognizing where you have come from. I'm more impressed with people who have risen from whatever status they may be to their highest, not necessarily the highest where they are in. Because many people start with an advantage, a very distinct advantage. But the person that impresses me is the one that crawls out of that hole, that claws their way to success, that does whatever it is, that's willing to pay the price. And in many times that price is steep, but they are willing to do it. Why? Because we came from a God that has empowered us with the ability to do that. If you fall prey to the nonsense that we are not capable, then that's on you, not on the Lord. And this is where faith comes from. And that faith may come in different religions as well. Sometimes I have problems with my religion because I don't see people that I feel are necessarily following the tenets that they should be. That may be your situation. But what I want you to do is look back. You've heard me say before that I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, and I'll tell you why. If you have something that's important to do, you don't put it off until the first of the year. You don't put it off. You start now, or getting yourself ready now. You make a commitment now. If it's so important that you can put it off for half a year or 364 days or whatever it is it really that important to you? When something is important to you, when do you start doing something about it? Now. If your house is on fire, do you wait until Saturday when people may be off to report it? No. You take the action now. And this is the way it is with ideas. Ideas are sometimes fleeting. And this is why I tell you to have on your phone a way that you can capture the idea, whether it be to text or type a message into a app. Or my favorite is to have a voice recording that you can record, because I can do this many times without holding my device. I can talk while I'm driving. I can hit a button or two, and I am on giving in the moment, in that inspiration, I do it. Now let me talk about another person that we did last week. And this lady invented the gas furnace. Most of the houses prior to this time were heated by coal or wood. And we were limited in how much we could heat, because you can heat this room and some may spill over into another room, but we couldn't do massive heating transfer with that system. A fireplace will only heat a room, maybe a large room, but it's limited in what it can do. Most homes didn't have gas. But this lady, Mrs. Parker, attended Howard University. Howard University is an HBCU, historically black college and university, located in Washington, D.C. She was extremely fortunate to be able to do that. She was extremely fortunate to get a patent. Although she didn't receive enormous financial wealth from it, what she started was a complete industry, because it led to forced air heating. It led to zone heating. It allows us to heat large buildings with a single heat source. So many things. Many of us are sitting here. Many of us have gone through days of almost torture because we did not have heat. Some of the electrical heat is based on ideas that she provided because it led to the development of the thermostat where we could control temperature in various rooms in our homes. So much was dependent upon this lady, and yet and still we don't know about it. We don't take advantage of the heritage that we have that says we can do these important things. And so we sit down and sulk. That's what we're doing. We're sulking because I haven't seen anybody do this. Why don't you do it? Well, I've never seen anybody like me do it. Is that an excuse? No, it's not an excuse because you have God-given talents, folks. And when you write down, as we have talked about many times before, what you have done, the successes, I want you to go back. And if you have not done it, don't let another year pass you by without doing it. Do not. Because it's so important to determining your path. You look back and you see that you made enormous progress. Whether you designed the logo or you had somebody do it, it shows that you can motivate around and over and through and annihilate in your path. As you do it, you become stronger. You become better. You need to practice making decisions. Many people don't get anywhere because they don't know or they are afraid of making decisions. Learning comes from what we learn. When we do something and it doesn't turn out right. There are many discoveries that were made by accident. Microwave is one. Teflon is another. All of these that came by completely by accident. Nobody had sought to make either of these, but they happened. It's the visionary. And this is where I want you to excel, by being a visionary. We sometimes look at what does it take to be a visionary. You know, we have people that are making enormous amounts of money selling donuts. Donuts, Krispy Kreme, look at them. Dunkin' Donuts. This is an idea that we sometimes don't think of as immense, but it can be. I know a lady that started a business because she would bake pies in her home and take them to the farmer's market. She would give out samples. And next thing you know, she was selling pies. And she could hardly keep up. But I want you to keep this in mind. This community that we were in may or may not be different or than yours. But there are commercial kitchens for rent. Commercial kitchens for rent. And many of you have ideas about something that you can do, but you don't have a place to do it. We're talking about sometimes state-of-the-art facilities that are available to rent. Whatever it is, have you explored that to be whatever you can? I would love to see someday people take advantage of some of the food waste that we have. We throw tons and tons and tons of food away. There may be a way to, a community could raise food, can it, and feed themselves. Yeah, we have cans, jars that we can put it in. But I lived in a neighborhood that not too far away had a custom cannery. I don't even know if it's still there or how the idea would work now. But I could take whatever I wanted. They had recipes. They had people that would tell me what to do. I could take my coin in. I could shuck it. They had machines to cut it off the cob. I could put it in the can, put a certain amount of water, a certain amount of seasoning, and come back in a day or two and pick that up. We are a wasteful country. There are other things that we can do with the waste that we generate, because we can make alcohol, we can make gas, and utilize it rather than letting it destroy our environment. Some of you are getting a spark right now of things that can be done. Sometimes it is looking back at what we have done in the past. It may be something that your grandparents or your parents or great-grandparents did. We often lose knowledge, and it's often driven by dollars and cents. Dollars and cents. We see now that many of the things that we have on the market are there because they could be produced economically, but there were long-term disadvantages of it. Some of our nonstick pans are no longer going to be made in 24 or 25 because they're being outlawed, because they're not the safest thing for us to use. Your idea may change all of that, all of it. Don't overlook your idea as being unimportant. Can you imagine taking full advantage somehow of the fly swatter? You know, we've used these things for decades. I remember using them as a kid. And sometimes even now, I'm looking for one. Simple device. But if you could get a small percentage of what's being done, and there are ways to do this with your ideas, in which somebody manufactures it, ships it, does whatever. There's so many of these opportunities that are coming along now that we didn't have access to a while back. But I want you to look back and see the progress that you've made. You should be able to look back on a fairly frequent basis, by day, week, month, quarter, whatever, and give yourself credit for what you've done. Give yourself credit for what you've done. You deserve it. Sometimes we want to be too modest. I'm not telling you to go out and necessarily stand on the top of the mountain and yell it across, but you should be able to get some satisfaction out of what you have done. Where you have found frustration, what could you have done to make it better, easier? Or did you learn enough from that experience that you would keep it exactly like it is? Sometimes that's the answer. Sometimes we learn through our processes. When we look at a butterfly coming out of that butterfly strengthens its wings as it is trying to get out. Likewise with a chicken or some other avian creature. It takes an effort to even be born. And in that process, we're going to lose some. We're going to lose some. But I want you to be that strongest of the strong. And you can be there because you take advantage of every success that you have in your life, every one of them. And you move forward. Forward is a direction, not a speed. Sometimes that speed slows down. Sometimes you have control of it. Sometimes you don't. Forward is a direction. Upward is a direction. As long as you're moving forward, upward, it's better than being static, standing still, watching the world pass you by. But as long as you have your goals and you put them forward, you know what they are. You're clear about them. You revisit your goals and why you want to achieve this. If it's strictly for money, that's fine. I think that there are some values that are more important than that. We look at parents, grandparents, great-grandparents that want to make sure that their kid can get the education that they deserve. The education that they deserve. And this is why they're doing something. It may not be the most glamorous thing around. People have cleaning businesses. They have other types of businesses that sometimes don't appear glorious. But many times they are very, very profitable. And we can't look down our nose at people who are succeeding while we are not. That's not the way it works. Sometimes you need to approach people that are doing what you want. And you'll find that many people are more than willing to help. But they can't do it all for you. You must be able to take a morsel and turn it into something else. The more you do this, the better you get, the more impressive you are. Your road to success is unique. There are many things that you'll encounter that you never, never, never expected to, but there is a reason for it. That reason is generally to strengthen you. It separates the wheat from the chaff. Those that aren't serious fall by the wayside. Yes, they fall by the wayside. Don't be one of those. If you need more information, then you can contact us. Don't be afraid to reach out. I enjoy that because I don't have the answer to everything. And many times the exploration, the research in trying to find the correct answers or an answer benefit us all. Benefit us all. And this is what I want you to understand. Don't be afraid to help someone. You may not have that perfect solution, but the solution that you are able to help someone with may have an added benefit. Not only will it benefit them, but it benefits you. You begin to see that you have a place, that you can do something, that you can advance the ball forward. And maybe at some point in time, you may decide that this goal over here is more attractive. Now, be careful as you do this. Because sometimes we are oscillating and changing so often, so frequent, that we miss something and we never get anywhere. Because we go forward one step, back two, forward two steps, back three. There are times when that is essential. Most of the time it's not. But this is what experience gets us. It teaches us how to distinguish what is what. If you are spending your time looking for every joke email that comes through on the internet, realize that were you successful, that might represent $1,000 or more. Do you have time for it? Most likely. Now, I'm not telling you that you cannot participate in any of this because we need to keep ourselves refreshed. We need to do that. We need to take some time for ourselves. We need to rest, relax, recover, recoup, re-energize ourselves. I think we see this going back on the Bible. And on the seventh day, he rested. That is a part of the success formula, folks. I've told you about a project that I had that was I'd stick to it. I'd stick to it until it was done. But I began to realize that there are certain amounts of time that I could spend before my effectiveness begins to wane. It begins to go down. And I found out that by taking a 5 or 10 minute break every hour, sounds like a lot, but I actually produced more. How do you know this? Well, you look at what you do. You try something different, and you look at the results. And it was clear to me. I did better by taking that refreshment break. Sometimes it involved just walking outdoors for a couple of minutes. And in the weather that we have now, this brisk thing sometimes chases us right back into the house. But there's a reason for it, folks. The faith that we have in ourselves generates and perpetuates itself based on what we believe. So when we look at what we have done and see that we are making success, oftentimes that's all it takes. We begin to believe in ourselves and the power that guided us to this point. That's important, folks. It's important. It is very, very important. I've seen times when I'm reading a book, and all I am doing is calling words. And what I need to do at that point is stop, refresh, rehab myself. I don't need to take forever to do it, but I need to give myself an adequate opportunity to do so. Oftentimes when I went through one of these plans to read the Bible in 6 months or 12 months, I'd find myself to a point of just calling words. At that time, it's time to stop, get in the mood, resume later. I'd do it during the day, but not always at maximum efficiency. A well-oiled machine operates at maximum as long as it can, as long as it can. There are many people that see a train and think that that train is diesel-powered. That train is not diesel-powered. That train is electrically powered. The diesel runs a generator that provides electricity to run the wheels. That's why it's generally called a diesel electric locomotive. There are ways that we can do the same thing, where we can operate at maximum efficiency. In the example that I gave about using someone else to design my logo, that was exactly an example, because I had beat myself to death thinking about how I was going to get this done. How was I going to get this done? It's not in my wheelhouse. I'm not good at it. Yeah, let's face it. For $5, I could get someone else to do it, and they can do it to my specifications. They can make me satisfied. And even if they don't, what if I lost? $5. I move on. If I need it done again, I'll have it done again, because I can't find a class and the time to do it efficiently. So when we're talking about heating systems, we're talking about security systems. We understand that these people did not have all of the expertise in order to do it, but they got it done. They got it done. And this is what we do. We are the team leader. We delegate. We assign responsibilities. We contract some things out. But we are orchestrating the band. We're orchestrating the orchestra. We are in charge of this. If it gets done, it's because we continue to push. If it doesn't, it's because we failed. Failure is not final. I want you to understand that failure is not final. I don't care how many times you failed before. If you've learned something from each of these, then you are putting yourself on the road to success. Now, as we're coming towards the end of the program, I want to remind you of a program that's going to be having its inaugural on Saturday, January 7th. Carla Campbell is going to be joining us on blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkingdrums. She is out of Denver, and she has a focus on women. I think that you'll find it a very refreshing idea to have as she comes with us. This is something that I've mentioned to you before, that we are always looking at ways to improve our lineup. This is going to be Carla's first broadcast. She's been thinking about it for some time. I want you to tune in. The title of that show, let me see if I can get it here without butchering it up, was Shout Sisterhood, Holding an Alternative to Truth. Program will start Saturday coming up, the 7th of January. It'll be at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock her local time, 4 o'clock Pacific. And I want you to give that show a listen, make comments, constructive comments. As we continue to look for information that will provide you the fuel for your future. I also want to let you know that we'll be finishing up here in just a few minutes. I want to encourage you to listen to Deacon Armstrong, who will be coming on at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that is a very interesting program as well. We try to provide you a lineup most days of the week. Check our schedule out. Look at what we have, what days, what times that they're coming up. If you have an idea for a program, pitch it. Pitch it. Because this allows us to reach people around the world. You'd be surprised the number of people that we have in other countries that listen to ideas that started here. Started here with people like you and I. Deacon Armstrong, Apostle Armstrong, Willie Ann Miller, and so many others. We're trying to bring you the information that you need, and in order to do that, we need to hear from you. It's not always a drag. Sometimes I get ideas about what needs to be done. Sometimes when I find areas where people are not understanding what's going on, it's time to talk about it. While it is nice to have flowery language, and I don't put up with a bunch of profanity and other hate-filled messages, we can communicate maturely, and we can do it on an adult level with sincerity and conviction that we can make an improvement. I am going to be signing off in just a couple of minutes so that Deacon Armstrong can get his show started at 8 sharp. It takes a few minutes sometimes to get on. We have difficulty sometimes getting on at 7. Because the program that precedes me oftentimes runs up to and beyond their time. And what happens in that given bit of time, if I sign in before they sign off, it tells me that I'm going back into an old program, and that's not what I want to do, so I have to redo that. I hope that you understand. I'm always open for questions, comments. Now, I do another show on Sunday that comes on at 4 p.m., and this Sunday, which is January 1st, we will not be broadcasting. We will not do our regular show on January 1st. We will return on January 8th, loaded for bear. I hope that you have questions. And look at AmazingBlackHistory.com to see the primary subjects that we're going to talking about. But we're not limited to those. It is an interactive thing. What don't you know? And you'll find that there are so many things to discover. We have a community here in which we need to learn that we have been blessed, but we have been cursed with the fact that we are not taught our history. I talked to a young lady today and was very excited because she has Cherokee heritage, and she's began to study her heritage. And many times we're intertwined in what we do, and we have to understand that. And we have to look for the good in people. We see stories that happened with young children that have not been taught to hate, that have been taught that we look at the content of a person's character and not the color of their skin or their gender or their preferences or whatever there may be. It has been my pleasure to be with you. The program that you are listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. Comes to you every Thursday at 7 p.m. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. And again, on Sunday, the 1st of January, we will not have Did You Know? We will return on the 8th, loaded for bear, looking for questions, looking for comments, looking to satisfy your inner hunger about that knowledge that we have been denied for so long. So let us turn our attention to Deacon Armstrong and the exciting program that he's going to be bringing to us in just a few minutes. And I want to encourage you to share the information about Dr. Campbell coming on Saturday at 7 Eastern time with a focus on women. I think you'll find it very, very refreshing. I know I'm looking with excitement to see that program. Again, this is Faith on the Road to Success. I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed. And let's listen to both of these programs, Deacon Armstrong at 8 and Saturday, 7 o'clock, for Dr. Carla Campbell. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.